one of our youth that went on a missions trip this past summer. The youth is my daughter, Jordan, and she's going to share about her adventure, the excitement. She has a little bit of a PowerPoint as well, and she's just going to give us an overview of her trip and what really stood out to her and how God spoke to her this morning. So, Jordan, if you would come up.
Mexico. So we were there for about two weeks and serving over there. So we left on Monday, August 12th, and it was an early morning. We had to be at the airport by about 5 a.m., and our flight didn't leave until, I think it was like 8:30, so we had a bit of time in the airport, but everything went smoothly. We got through security with no problems. I think it was the quickest we had ever gotten through. So that was really nice. And yeah, then we got to the base. We had to take a bus to the base, so once we got into LA, we took a bus, got to the border, had to unload everything from the bus, went through the border security again, went very smoothly, got back on the bus, and had a little bit further of a drive to the YWAM base where we stayed. And then, so the next day was a training day. We had a quick Spanish lesson, which was very quick. The guy spoke Spanish very well, and the whole time all I could think of was, this sounds a lot like French. And so the entire trip, a lot of us were just like automatically wanting to revert to speaking things in French. Even people who didn't know French whatsoever were like, yeah, and then would speak French. So, and especially for me, having like 8 years of French immersion. But it did help a little bit. I was able to understand some things. So we had the Spanish lesson. We also learned some kids' songs if you were placed on the team that did kids' ministry. We learned how to tell our testimony, which some people shared throughout the trip. We ate lots of tacos. So that's Dustin in the bottom right-hand corner enjoying his food. Day two was also another training day. So in the morning, we learned how to tell kids' stories, which is a very simple way of telling a story from the Bible. So eventually, the team that I was placed into when we found out our teams did the kids' story from Mark 4, so when Jesus calmed the storm. So my team was we were team 5, the Zona Norte team, so we were in the red light district all week, which none of us knew beforehand and was probably a good thing because that would have been very nerve-wracking. And then in the afternoon, we went with our teams to the border and we prayed for it. So we prayed for the people that have been separated from their families. Lots of time the men are deported to Mexico. And our team leader was saying that on Mother's Day she was down there and it was just packed right full. With like mothers and children on one side and the father on the other, and they're communicating through the wall. So we walked around for a little bit and then prayed over it. And then the rest of that day was just kind of chill, do whatever. And then in the evening we had session, and our speaker Bjorn, when he finished praying at session that night, the minute he finished praying, the back doors of the tent burst open and intense music started playing and they put on a passion play for us. So I had noticed before session started, the doors are closed tonight. Wonder why that's happening. But I didn't notice the wash basin that was at the top for pilot. So the soldiers burst in carrying Jesus in his undergarments, bloody, along the floor, and then stood him up in front, and Pilate was asking, what do you want me to do with this man? Should I release Barabbas to you or Jesus? And then there was staff that were playing the parts of the crowd who were yelling, crucify him, crucify him. So, and then Pilate washed his hands to signify that he was innocent of the man's blood, and then they dragged Jesus back outside, and they didn't actually whip him, but you could hear the noises. So everything was very surreal. It was like, I'm actually there. And then they started pulling him up the hill, and they told us all, get out of the tent, go follow. And so we walked past the whipping post, and then we started climbing the hill. And it was dark, so they had torches and everything, and they even pulled one of our leaders, Rudy, from the crowd to help carry Jesus' cross. And then when we got to the top of the hill, which is the top corner there, there was a big bonfire, and they nailed Jesus to the cross. They have a cross there that you can actually, that has ropes to hang on to and a place to rest your feet. So they put him up on the cross, and then after a few seconds, he breathed his last breath, and then they took him down, and the women were weeping for him and crying. So that was a very surreal experience and one of my favorites from the trip. After our speaker kind of was talking about it, and one of the things that he said that stuck with me the most was, Jesus looks you in the eyes and says, it was my joy to die for you on that cross. So day three was our first ministry day. So in the morning, we were at the Zone Red Community Center. So there is where they just feed people on, I think from Tuesdays to Saturdays, they feed people. So it was actually closed for renovation, but they were Cameroon men currently that were fleeing their country to Tijuana to try to get across the border because it was, they're being like persecuted over there. And a lot of them, we were hearing their stories, and they've walked through the jungle. Many of them died there. They've had to leave their wife and children behind. So we fed them. We put on our kids' story for them, and we also did worship with them. And then they led us in worship, which was really cool and neat to hear that they're still able to worship God in the midst of difficulties. And we also prayed with them and heard their stories. And then in the afternoon, after going to get tacos for lunch, we went to this place called Agape Church. So it houses probably around 300 people, also trying to get across the border. Families, there were kids everywhere. So we played with the kids for a little while, for like 2 hours, and then fed them, fed everybody as well. It was just people and people and more people coming. You were constantly plating food and handing it out. And one of my favorite parts from the church was being able to teach a little girl, her name was Kimberly, how to make a friendship bracelet without knowing Spanish. You do actions, you know, scissors, you need scissors to cut the string. And then just, she watched me braiding. And I was able to say, like, quattro, like you need four strings or whatever. So that was very neat. And yeah, all the kids just were very enamored with what we were doing and wanted to learn. So this next slide is the video of the Cameroon men doing their worship for us. That was very cool. All of us just had permanent smiles on our faces when they were singing. It was like, it was so cool to hear them. And I am very glad we got a video of that because we weren't actually supposed to be taking pictures or anything there, but our team leader took a video from the back so that none of their faces were there and there would be no problems that way. So the next day was an early morning. We woke up early. We missed the morning kind of session devotional time, and we missed the one day they made pancakes on base. So we were up early. I think we were at this place called Padre Chava by 8 a.m. or 7:45. We were serving breakfast for 4 hours. So each of us had a specific task that we were given. So my friend Brooklyn and I, the picture is down in the left-hand corner there, our task for 4 hours was once a table was set, we would go over to it, we'd lift up our hands until somebody saw us and brought plates over of food. So in the bottom right-hand corner, it was beans, rice, and this very sloppy vegetable mixture. I'm not exactly sure what it was. And we would help plate the food on the table, and then somebody would come around with tortillas, and then we'd go to the next table, do the same thing. So we did that for 4 hours, which it didn't seem like 4 hours. And by the end of the morning, we had served 947 people. So we were literally able to say that that week, or in our three ministry days, we fed the thousands. We fed over 1,000 people in our team. And then in the afternoon, we were with an organization called Hope Zone in the Red Light District, and they go out and do Bible distribution and pray for people on the streets. So we did that for probably about an hour and a half. We were just out on the streets handing out Bibles that they actually had in Spanish, which was really neat, and praying for people, asking them, hey, do you need prayer? What can we pray for you? So that was really good. We had translators with us the whole time, so we were actually able to pray for the people, and then the translators would tell them in Spanish. So day three of ministry, which was our last assigned day of ministry, in the morning we went to this place called the Ranch Rehab Center. So many men are there recovering from like drug and alcohol abuse. So we worshiped with them there, we shared testimonies, and then we played volleyball with them out in the sun. And it was warm, but not unbearable. We brought water for them and granola bars, and we also brought donuts for them. So we did that, and again, really neat to hear them also worshiping back to us, and just like we led them in a few worship songs, and then they led us in worship, which was really cool. And then we went back to the base and prepared ham and cheese sandwiches. We prepared 100 sandwiches, and then we drove back into the very heart of the Red Light District, and we handed out sandwiches to people. So that was probably the hardest day emotionally, and just like constant fear when you're in that kind of place. So we handed out sandwiches and water for probably about an hour and a half, whatever, just going around the blocks, praying for people on the streets again. And then we regrouped. We had all split off into groups, about probably 5-6 people. And then we regrouped and we went down to the main strip and we worshiped just in the heart of the place. So we were worshiping down there, and people, you know, it draws attention when there's music and there's a big group of us. So people would come up and just, they'd come right into our circle, you know, and stand there with us and worship and, you know, what are you guys doing? And so we were able to talk to people and pray for them again that way. So the next slide is again when we worshiped at the rehab center. So again, very fun. And then that evening when we got back to base, again, we had session. We had session every evening. And then one of the people in our group checked in with all of us girls and was like, hey, how are you guys doing? Because it was a very hard day, but a good one. So the next day was Sunday, so we went to church. Before church, we got pizza because church didn't start till later. So they ordered pizza for all of us, and then we drove up this dirt road, and it was kind of nerve-wracking in the vans and the big bus driving up this road to the church. So we had church at Príncipe de Paz, and it was really good. So that's up there is a little town we pass when we're driving to and from base that kind of looks like the towns in Santorini. But so we had church there, and though most of the songs were in Spanish, they did have do a few, you know, verses or whatever in English. Most of the songs were in Spanish, but everybody knew, all the Spanish people there, they knew the lyrics without them projected on a screen, which was really neat. And then lots of us, we heard, we knew the melodies, so we could sing along in English, which was really neat, just to be able to worship in community with them. And then afterwards, they cooked us more tacos, so we had lunch with them. We probably had tacos like 7 times while we were there. We had a lot of tacos. And then the rest of the day was just kind of chill. We didn't have any ministry planned for the rest of the day. So we all got to hang out at base, and then we had session in the afternoon, or in the evening. So day 7, Monday, was what they call Mission 101. So it's not an assigned ministry day, and you spend the morning in prayer, praying about and asking God, where would you like us to go for the day? So you can ask, just ask God to show you anything. Some people got verses. Some people got pictures, like a place. Some people are like, oh, it looks kind of worn down. It might be a dump. Kids playing soccer. So up in the top left-hand corner is our sheet. When we got back together after praying individually, we got together in our teams and all just kind of wrote down, you know, what they saw. Someone saw bananas. Someone saw the dump. We got different verses. One girl, there's hearts that always show up to her wherever we are. So she had a heart. And then we decided that we would go to the dump for the day, which was the warmest day by far, because you are out in the desert surrounded by piles of trash and some was burning. So that was a very dark, heavy place, both physically and spiritually. And it, because it was so warm out and it was the middle of the day, there wasn't many people around, but we still were able to give out bananas and water and pray for people. There was also the Ensenada YWAM base there as well at the same time. And they were also handing out food and praying for people. So we did that, and so when we got there, we went out for about 20 minutes, handed out the food and everything, then came back into the shade to cool off, and I actually didn't go back out for the second time because I was feeling lightheaded and like, the heat is getting to me a little bit. And because of where we were during the week and whatever, we had to wear like long pants and t-shirts the whole time. And then that evening, they actually did session down at the beach. So that was really cool. It was one of my favorite things we did. So we got to watch the sunset at the beach, and then once it set, we worshipped as a group around the bonfire. And that is the next video.
Let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails.
Cool. At the end of the night when we were packing up to go home, you just looked up and the sky was clear and full of stars. My camera doesn't capture stars, but it was so cool to see that. Oh, and around the fire that night, we just it's going to play again. Around the fire that night, we shared experiences from Mission 101. So what different people felt, you know, the crazy experiences they went through. One group had a very frightening but cool experience where they definitely felt God's presence and knew he was with them. So the next day, as it says there, I had food poisoning in the morning, so I missed all of the morning debrief from the week on base. About half of us got food poisoning from chicken the night before that was a little undercooked. And I had realized about halfway through my second piece of chicken, oh, this is a little pink. But yeah, too late by then. So there were two girls in my room, myself and another, who just were out for the entire morning. And then in the afternoon, we went to the markets and got souvenirs. So I was feeling a little bit better by then. And then we went down to the beach again for a barbecue at somebody's house that they made a really good connection with. So we just played volleyball, people could go in the water, and yeah, just sit out and enjoy the sun. I actually saw a dolphin jump out of the water while I was there. Unfortunately, I did not have my camera ready. I was like, hey, that's a dolphin. Oh, I should have taken a picture. So we had the barbecue, and then we went back to base later for a session. Then the next day, we were saying goodbye. So in the morning, it was kind of, we had breakfast. It was a little bit of a slower morning. They brought donuts for all of us again. And then, yeah, packing up and saying goodbye. So in total, there was about, I think, 60, 70 of us that were helping throughout the week, whether there were people like the youth and translators that had joined us when we got there, our teams. There were four churches involved in this missions trip. So Leduc Fellowship Church, which I went with, Central Baptist Church from Edmonton, Northgate Baptist, and then a church from Manitoba. So there were lots of us, and it was sad to say goodbye, but it was good. And then we drove back to L.A., So when we got to the border, I actually saw a zebra on the road. I'm like, hey, there's a zebra. Again, didn't have my camera out. So we got to the border, had to unload all our luggage again, go through the border crossing, which was a lot nicer than the border we had crossed coming in. And then we went to Soup Plantation for lunch, which is in Anaheim. So I had chicken noodle soup because I still wasn't feeling the best. And then once we got to L.A., we had a few hours to kind of just, most people napped. And then we had a debrief as a group. So in this debrief, they were just telling us, you know, like, well, you've been in Mexico. Life has continued on back home. You don't know what you're coming home to. You're going to feel lots of different emotions coming home. You may not be prepared for it. But they told us, you know, you got to be ready to tell your story of what you experienced while you were gone. So they told us this thing in 33:30. So you prepare a 30-second testimony when you come back from a missions trip, which is, I went to Tijuana, Mexico this summer. You prepare a 3-minute one. I went to Tijuana, Mexico, and my team served in the red light district, and we fed people. And then you prepare a 30-minute one. And most often, you're going to want to share the 30-minute testimony because God has done so much in your life, but you're only going to be able to maybe share your 30-second one or your 3-minute one. So they encouraged us to write down different experiences that happened on the trip and write down what you could say in each of these. So then that night, they gave us kind of free range, do whatever you want. So a few of us went to downtown Disney because the next day we were actually going to Disneyland. And it was really cool because we actually got to share our 3-minute testimony with one of the workers there. My friend was looking for money and she pulled out some pesos and she's like, I suppose you guys don't take pesos. No, where were you? So then we got to share about our time in Mexico. And then we went to IHOP that night for supper at about 11 o'clock. And it was very good to have Western food again that wasn't tacos. And our waitress was actually from Mexico. So we left her a tip in American as well as in pesos and were able to share about the trip as well. So then the next day, we went to Disneyland. And again, it was the last day of the trip. We were able to have some fun after being on a missions trip, but the ministry didn't stop. We got to share our 3-minute testimonies with people that we stood in line with, or with the workers. I think the one worker like bit off more than he can chew because he kind of asked us where we had been and whatever, and so we started telling him, and then you could see his eyes getting like bigger and being like, oh no, what did I get myself into? Because there's like a bunch of us girls just like talking and joking and laughing around. And so we were waiting in line to meet the Disney princesses, and I think he was like, okay, when can we send them in? So yeah, just making connections that way. So it was a long day at Disney, but it was a good one. We got to share about our trip, and we went back to our leader that we went with, and like, Dustin, guess what we got to do? We got to share our testimonies or whatever. He's like, good job. So yeah, and then the next day we actually flew home, and it was a very quiet flight. 50, 60 of us were all like sleeping and not feeling the best either. Some of us, a few of us had gotten sick. So we slept most of the flight. It was good to be back home after being gone for 2 weeks and just to kind of then process everything that went on. So one of my biggest takeaways from the trips was probably worship. Each of our ministry days involved an element of worship somehow. When we sang at the Zone Red, when they led us in worship, it was such a cool experience. Worshiping at the ranch, worshiping in the heart of the Red Light District. When we were down there, we started worshiping and just the fear was gone. Anxious hearts were gone. People were just able to worship God and not worry about where they were or what was going on around them. Actually, one of the really cool things I forgot to mention that happened in the Red Light District when we were handing out our sandwiches and stuff, we walked by a guy that was sitting and didn't have socks, clothes were ripped, whatever. So we were talking to him, asking if we could pray for him. And he said, you know, like, I really need a pair of socks for my feet. And one of the girls in our group had thrown an extra pair of socks in her bag that day. So she was able to give him, it was a pink pair of ladies' socks, but she was able to give him a pair of socks, which later she realized, oh, I had thrown like a black men's pair in my bag as well. But so that was just really cool to see needs being met even while we were there. So we worshipped there, and then sessioned down at the beach, again, worshipping there. And the one girl in our group who had seen hearts everywhere, there was actually a piece of wood in the fire that had a heart made out of nails in it. And she didn't see it, but I took a picture to show her later, because a lot of us on our Mission 101 had felt that, oh, we didn't really see what God had been showing us, you know? A lot of us, the images or the verses we had received didn't really show up during the day. So a lot of us kind of felt, oh, you know, did we do the wrong thing or whatever? But you know what? We were where God wanted us to be. And then in the evening, down at the beach, we saw fire, dim lights, the hearts. So it was, God was still working and answering prayers. And then Sunday morning, like I said, just worshiping with the people while they were worshiping in Spanish, we were able to worship in English. And again, I found it so cool that without the words being projected, they knew them by heart. And so it was very different than a regular Sunday morning that we have here at church. And one of the things that somebody had said on the trip, I think it was our speaker, was worship is how the words on the screen affect the life you have written in the margins. So worship is different for everybody. God speaks to each and every individual through worship in a different way because we've all had different life experiences. So that was something that stuck with me the most and is very true, because whenever I hear a song, I have different songs associated with different memories that make you feel different things. A bunch of the songs that I hear on the radio are now like King of My Heart, tremble, raise a hallelujah, make me think of Tijuana and just worshiping in the different parts of Mexico. So that was one of, worship was probably my biggest takeaway from the trip. And then the other quote that somebody had said on the trip was, you don't need to be like Jesus to serve, but you need to serve to be like Jesus, which was what we were doing down there. We were serving and just asking God, you know, use our ministry, what we are doing, to further the work you have already begun down in Mexico. So it was a very cool experience, and I thank you guys, the church, for your prayers and your support while I was gone. It meant a lot to us. So, yeah, that was my trip in Mexico.